Return to Nantucket. The white island appears in front of my eyes. A tiny point at first, misty in the midst of my dreams. The ocean is so huge around, my memories so gone, that only the roaring of the ferry boat makes me feel it might be real. I am reversing the literary statement, for instead of following the call of the water, I am after this strip of land. I had to fly over 3,000 miles and leave behind my many crowds of tourists in the Mediterranean towns and beaches of my land. I came to listen for the cracks of timbers while climbing steep stairs in old gable-roofed houses, for I was tired of stones and bricks. Came to enjoy naive wooden church pilasters meant as an imitation of our ancient past. I came to spot grey cedar shingles and trellis while riding down the paths of storytellers. For truly, I was longing to breathe the scent of distant grass.